section is house only. House section 1 provides that the premium rates for children under the age of 19 may not vary by age in the individual market.
We'll regardless. Put that on hold.
Okay. Section 2 is house only. This is setting up the Minnesota Health Insurance Exchange.
We'll put that on hold.
Section 3 requires employers with 10 or more to establish Section 125 plans.
Put that on hold.
Section 4 is related to the Section 125 plan requirement.
We'll put that on hold.
Section 5 would require these house only, requires the Commissioner of Health to report annually on whether statewide cost containment goals for health care spending are achieved.
We'll put that on hold.
And Section 6 is house only. It specifies criteria for evidence-based health care guidelines.
We'll put that on hold.
Article 9 and then Section 8. I'm sorry, Section, I think it's 7. Section 7.
First of all, the Senate is retracting its position about the written informed consent. This was a floor amendment, a Senator Limmer amendment, and we told him that if this worked, it was okay. It doesn't work, so we informed him if it didn't work, we would be taking it out. So we'll be dropping that item. And I think we'll put the rest of this on hold. I don't think it should be too hard, but I think we need a little bit of discussion.
Madam Chair, I would move that we adopt Section 8.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. We'll put that on hold. Put that on hold.
Sections 11 through 15 and Senate Article 7, Sections 2 to 5 deal with MERC and the differences in.
Put that on hold. That on hold.
Section 7, Article 8,
Madam Chair, I'd move we adopt Section 17.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, Section 18 is House only. Requires the governor to convene a healthcare transformation task force. It specifies the membership.
We'll put this on hold.
Section 19 is House only. Again, it's related to the health insurance exchange.
Put that on hold.
And Madam Chair, Section 20 is House only. It's also related to the exchange and Section 125 plans.
We'll put that on hold.
Section 21 is House only. It prohibits a health plan or vendor of risk management services from including patient-paid costs or charges as a factor when evaluating a provider. Also requires a health plan company or vendor of risk management services to conduct evaluations using practice experience of the provider group and also disclose this baseline to the provider.
We'll put that on hold.
Section 22 and House Article 8, Sections 8 and 9 deal with the universal coverage goals. The Senate uses a date of 2010. The House uses a 2011 date. Otherwise, the first section is identical. Similarly, in Section House 23, Senate uses a 2010 date, and House uses a 2011 date. And also, the Senate has language that the House does not include about specifying options that need to be considered.
Well, we've got these options. I'm not sure about those. So. We'll just put both of those on hold for now.
Madam Chair, House Sections 24 through 27 deal with the Northeast demo, and I think those are compared in the Health Department article. So the next section then would be House Section 28. It's a House-only provision. Requires nonprofit hospitals to annually report on community benefits.
And I thought that was one that we were thinking might travel on its own, so we'll just put a hold on that for now.
Madam Chair, sections 24 through 27. If Mr. Chen could again explain to me what Article 6 is.
Madam Chair, Representative Huntley, we're skipping those because the comparison is being done in the Health Department Article 6, and that's where the Senate language would be.
I think it's been adopted already in Article 6.
Yes,
so we could just cross it off, maybe.
Okay, we can check on that.
Katie says yes.
And Madam Chair, the next section, Section 29, also deals with language in Senate File 967. So you skip that.
Right. So that's on hold.
Then House Section 30 is House only. Would allow community health boards to work with schools, healthcare providers, and others to coordinate health and wellness programs in their communities.
We'll put that on hold.
Okay. House Section 31, Senate Article 4, Section 30, deal with performance payments. The House adds performance payments related to medical groups that implement medical home models and also groups and clinics that evaluate medical provider usage patterns. Language is otherwise identical except for technical differences.
We'll put that on hold for now.
Madam Chair, House Section 32 and Senate Article 4, Section 7 deal with care coordination services. The Senate uses the term physician-directed care coordination. The House refers to provider-directed care coordination. House also has language that defines what a primary care clinic is, and then there's some technical differences on which staff would recommend the House.
Well, let's just hold that so we can take a little closer look at it.
The next section is House Section 33. This requires the Commissioner of Employee Relations and other commissioners to develop a plan to promote and facilitate changes in payment rates and methods of paying for health care.
Put that on hold.
House Section 34 and Senate Article 7, Section 31 deal with the community collaborative projects to cover the uninsured.
The put Senate, that on hold.
Okay. Section 35 is House only.
We'll put that on hold.
Then Section 36 is House only. Requires the Commissioner of Health to study the effect of health care provider and health plan company consolidation.
Put that on hold.
And Section 37 is a repealer, that's House only.
We'll put that on hold. Senate needs to go upstairs now to vote on the tax bill. So we'll be back in just a few minutes. Well, we've already debated it, so we just have to take it off the table and vote on it.
That's good.
It's a good bill, boy.